Recorded Books and RB Digital present Leopard's Run by Christine Feehan. Narrated by Jim Frangione. Chapter 1. Timur Amarov cursed under his breath, using his native language, something his brother and boss strictly forbade. Striding from the town car with its tinted windows and black paint, he moved easily through those walking on the sidewalk. His trench coat swirled around his ankles, the inner lining filled with many loops to hide the weapons he carried. People moved out of his way. It was the set of his wide shoulders, the scars on his face, his expressionless mask, the threat in his cold, dead eyes. He saw their reactions, and he knew exactly what they would do, step aside for him, so he never broke or deviated from his pace. He looked dangerous because he was dangerous. He looked like a man who would kill, and he was. He didn't pretend to be anything other than who he was, a shifter, a bodyguard, a weapon sent out when it was deemed necessary. If he showed up at someone's door, they weren't going to see another sunrise. He looked the part because that was exactly who he was, a stone-cold killer, a legacy given to him by his father, and grandfather, and uncles. There was no hiding the truth, not even from himself, and he didn't care to. Life had handed him a shit deck of cards, but he was playing his hand until he couldn't take it anymore, and then he would go out his way. He didn't let down his guard for many people. First and foremost was Fyodor, his older brother. Fyodor had risked everything to save Timur and his cousin Goria, a man brought up with them in their sick, twisted environment. Timur and Goria had taken the position of bodyguard.